Last time on Dicey Tales, the party rescued Peltier from the clutches of the evil potioneer, Horus. And now, a thick fog, or perhaps a mist, has rolled into Vanhurst, blocking our heroes' only way out of town and back on the road. Let's see what happens next.
Okay, here is the city, you guys. This is Vanhurst. Okay, so you guys are currently at Horus's, which is the top right furthest building, right above the stone door. Right there. You guys are there. So I will let you guys, right now, before we start doing anything, you guys came into the city from the north, or from the south, sorry, and you saw all of this as you were walking in. You were on a slight hill, you came in, you saw this entire city. So you know left is the way that you guys saw the airship, and then north was the smaller townships on the map.
Okay.
So what you have to do is you have to get from Horus's house to the Stone Door Inn, through the random stands, north to the hunting lodges, to the farms, south to the general store, left, up, general store, yep, right there. Everything's labeled. And rescue as many people as you can, and then decide if you are exiting this entire area north or west. West is to the airships. North is to the smaller town.
What if we want to become a permanent part of the mists?
Yeah, that's true.
That's a personal choice that everybody makes on their own.
Can we befriend the mist?
No, it's a non-sentient being.
Does it
being.
Have a hand to hold?
No, it's a mist, man.
Okay.
It's like mist,
does it have legs?
No, it's mist, dude. Come on. Okay.
Okay.
So we'll reset the scene. You guys are in Horus's cabin. There's nothing here except for a pile of broken picture frames laying on the floor. Everybody tumbled out of the fireplace, dust themselves off, and we're making introductions to each other. Like right where we left off, Drake was going around introducing himself to each individual. As they came out of the fireplace, you were saying, hi, how are you? Are you okay? Moving on to the next one, introducing your character personally. Then came the knock on the door with the little girl saying, help me, I can hear them coming. And you guys were having the existential crisis of, do we save the little girl, open the door, and deal with the mist, or do we hide out?
Okay.
Might I remind you, for those that weren't in the room, apparently.
Like you.
He wasn't just like, help, help, help. He was like, help me. Help me.
Yeah, we gotta save all the little girls.
No.
I'm the champion of this town. It's Vito. My responsibility.
You're not anymore.
Old I don't know back. That, apparently.
You did know that. You did. You got really
this.
Upset.
I wasn't there.
You even said something along the lines of, you know, this hits Peltier harder than it should, and you just kind of sat on the floor and continued smoking your tobacco.
All right. Okay. Well, okay. That helps me.
You're in spirit, you're the champion.
But,
still.
Oh, no, to be fair... On paper, he is still the champion. He did sign a legally binding document saying that he is the champion of the town.
Yeah.
There's just another champion.
I thought there was a clause.
The real mayor just has to make it back to his office to void the paperwork because Elvira is technically the champion, freestanding.
Rob, do you remember
but
that part?
But that's a whole lot of bureaucracy that we don't have to get into on this
I think
episode.
We should go to town hall instead of saving anyone.
Yeah,
let's figure this out.
Everybody's dying. There's tentacles coming out of doorways. Okay, we really need to get this legally binding document.
I need this notarized. Do we have a notary?
Drake's a notary. It's actually
perfect.
A skill he's
perfect.
Got.
Am I? That's not something that Drake
that's a very
would do.
Useful skill.
Come on, man. It would only make sense.
Yeah. No, it totally makes sense.
Okay.
I'm not even arguing.
So that's there's the town if anybody needs to reference it. You guys are at Horus's, the far left. That was me. I apologize.
Damn it,
Daniel.
Damn, Daniel.
Okay, so I'm sitting on the floor smoking.
Pouting and smoking tobacco.
Okay.
Because you were just drugged.
I'm gonna go into Peltier goes into a meditative state.
Okay. For any specific thing?
No, just makes sense to me right now.
Okay.
He's trying to center himself after this grieving. He's grieving right now after his loss.
Okay. And then those of you with a connection to your gods, Drake and Ia, you guys are like. If it was like a whisper in your head when your god's trying to communicate with you, right now it's like a full-on, they're trying to like very tangibly talk to you. You can feel the tingles up and down your spine. Ia, like if you look at your veins, you can see black ink circulating around in your arms.
Is there anything I can go and sit on?
No. The entire room is void. Horus made everything vanish. The only thing that was in here was Horus as a chair and then the picture frames.
Ia's going to go and sit next to Peltier, touching his back, and also enter a meditative state to listen to her deity.
Okay, are you listening for anything specific?
I don't know if I'm supposed to be. I'm just gonna listen in and hear what they have to say.
Okay, the communique that we had is what your god will tell you as you're meditating.
Okay.
Okay. Drake.
Secret. Secret.
Trying to think how to word this. He's having an... just one of the random gods from the ether is trying to have a communication with you. You can't really pick out exact words. It's just kind of a seamless jumble of random words. But the tone is a little angry. It's a little ticked off. Something within your vicinity is really pissing him off right now. Them off.
Okay, is there a window out the front where I could look and see see the child?
You can look out the window. You can give me a perception check. The mist has rolled in. You can hardly see 3 inches outside the mirror or the window, but I will leave it to a perception check.
Uh, 20.
Total?
Yeah, this was 13. I've got pretty maxed out on perception.
Okay. So just with some good angles and pressing your face as hard as you can to the glass, maybe the window kind of not so much opens, but just kind of gives a little bit. You're able to see that there is a small diminutive figure right outside the door. No exact shape.
But I can see it.
But you can see that there's something right outside the door.
I would like to use exacting query.
Okay.
On that thing. And since I can see it, I can communicate telepathically. And the target must make an intelligence saving throw. On a failed save, it needs to answer one question truthfully.
What's the DC?
That's a great question.
8 plus your proficiency plus the stat mod associated with your stuff, usually. It's like wisdom for you, right?
Again?
It's wisdom. Your wisdom's your stat, right?
It's intelligence.
Okay, so 8 plus your proficiency plus that stat's modifier is the generic spell DC.
Okay.
So it should be something like a 13, 14?
Yeah, 13.
Okay, so 13. I rolled a 15.
Wrecked.
Riggy wrecked.
Okay.
Bardic
nothing.
Inspiration. Nobody's a bard.
Everybody does have inspiration, though. I don't know if everybody remembered that. But everybody do have inspiration.
Can you use that on?
And on any ability check, saving throw, just no damage.
That was really just a saving throw. That was an intelligence saving throw for that person.
Yeah, so you can add your 6 to it.
I can add my 6?
Yeah, it's just roll a d6 and add it to.
But I didn't do a roll to cast it. They just saved.
Oh, no. Oh, no, you're right. Yeah, because it was a spell DC. No, it wouldn't change anything. Okay, so the knock will come again at the door.
Help me. They're getting closer.
Hey, guys, should we get that?
And at this, her knocking's going to get a little more feverish,
she
a little quicker.
She seems scared.
I don't know. I tried to communicate with it. Well, and then I'm just going to use regular telepathy. I don't need to use telepathy. I yell out of the door. Who are you? What do you want?
My name's Megan. They're coming closer.
I don't believe you, Megan. You sound like a liar.
Does anybody know a Megan?
At that, every single survivor in the town, or in your guys' little cabin, no one's had a kid in Van Hurst in about 11 years.
Oh.
They say this to us?
This is the mayor saying that. No one has been born in Van Hurst in 11 years.
Hey, Megan, how old are you?
12. They're getting closer.
And then just everybody, including the survivors in the room, you hear a loud bang against the window, pieces of wood hit against it, a couple flowers, and everybody can just kind of assume that the flower stand that was outside just exploded for some reason.
I think we should let her in.
No, veto.
I mean, if something just exploded outside, she might already be dead. We might have just killed a little girl.
Megan, are you all right? Still good out there?
I want to turn to the rest of the people who live here. Has this ever happened before? Do you know anything about this?
This is a weird town.
And Peter, he's just a wily-looking human. He's going to go, yeah, some kind of death mist just rolls into town every so often.
Oh, well.
Why do you still live here?
Then, yeah, this seems
I don't live here.
Real estate's really cheap, apparently.
And he's actually going to go into kind of a little monologue about the fact that he's only here checking on the trade routes, and this is one of the most problematic trade routes that they have because it's such a small city that there's no guard, no protection or anything, but this is where all of the furs on the East Coast come from, is from Van Heerst.
So,
which is I don't know. Is she?
Is she still making noise after the bang?
I don't know. Is she?
Can dark vision help through this?
That is a good question.
E is going to walk over to the window and try and look out.
Okay. Sloane, with your dark vision, you look out. You notice you can see a little bit beyond the window, but then it's just full-on mist again. Ea, it's as if the mist isn't even there for you.
What?
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I can see straight out here.
What?
Really? You saying that there's no mist, or are you just showing off?
No, there's literally no mist out here. I don't see anything.
Okay, I vote her first.
Yeah, you go first. Tell us what's out there, girl.
Oh, wait. Way to sacrifice me, guys.
Why
Thanks
am I making all these perception checks?
Okay, what do I see?
The flower stand indeed was smashed apart by something. And as you're looking out, you see horrors. That's the best way that I can describe them.
Just no clothing, running around.
Oh, yeah, and, like, gelatinous masses
horror?
Of eyeballs.
Oh, okay.
Not whores,
then. Whores.
All right, I'm tracking now. I got you.
She had extra eyeballs.
But, yeah, as you're looking out, you see a couple of these horrors. Like I said, one looks like just a giant pile of eyeballs just darting around looking at different things is slugging along through the town. Tentacles are coming out of one of the other stands. Looks like that's what smashed the flower stand.
All right, guys, I don't really know how to explain what I'm seeing. Oh, hold on. There's another thing. Hold on.
There's a body on the front step.
Is it a small girl?
It is a small girl.
Oh, you sons of bees.
You guys, we really killed that little girl, and I'm a little miffed about it.
Can we check on her? Are we sure she's dead?
It's a tarp.
I see there's... Okay, well, let me explain to you guys what I just saw, and I relay what I just saw to everybody. I don't necessarily know that it's a great idea that we just go walking out there, especially since that little girl is already dead. I mean, we definitely didn't do a swell job of helping her out, but...
Peltier throws open the door and grabs the little girl.
Look at you go, you little champion man.
And I try to pull her in.
As you throw open the door, Elvira and Reva will kind of catch on to what you're doing. They'll both draw their weapons, take stances on either side of the door. You'll pull the little girl in.
And I use my psychic focus to stabilize her.
It'd be great if she had a head.
No head?
I stabilize her neck.
Sloane is very upset that we let this person just... lose her head.
Eve, the writer, remember she was the acclaimed writer with nothing to her name, just runs over to a corner of the room and just starts vomiting. Peltier, you pull the little girl in, the door closes, Breva and Elvira stand by the door.
Should we loot the body?
1 point toward evil.
Oh my goodness.
Drake is impressed.
Okay. So before we get rolling with the chain of events that are about to happen, does anybody else want to make perception checks out into the mist?
I guess we all do.
Oh, okay, then that's your roll.
Can I make one more?
Yeah.
Dang.
21.
Okay.
12.
20.
Not very much.
What was yours?
11?
11. You can see about 15 feet outside before the mist starts filling in.
Okay.
On a 20, you see the tentacles coming out of the little girl's neck. On a 12, you see that her skin is a dark purple color. On a 21, you see that tentacles are starting to come from her fingertips as well.
Let's put that body back
in. Gobo opens the door and throws door. Body.
Everybody roll initiative.
Oh. Nat 20.
This is the first encounter.
Okay.
Nat 20s don't matter. Oh. I need your actual points first.
Yeah, do you have dexterity bonuses?
Yeah.
14. Plus 4.
So 25 for Sloan?
24.
19 for Peltier.
17 for Drake.
15 on Golba, 14 for Ia, and then I'm gonna have enemies operate on one turn, the survivors operate on one turn. Cool?
Okay.
Cool. Go with me.
Let's get that door closed. Not that door. The door in the...
Oh, I was like, why?
The door
you
in
told
the,
me to open it
earlier. Okay,
Dan's
the
like, I'm really confused.
So no other monsters come in.
So we're going to consider this a surprise round because you guys had amazing perception noticing the tentacles coming out of the body.
Has anybody got fire?
That's assuming it works on this.
Gorba throws body out.
Okay, the door is closed.
Okay,
never mind. I'm not...
Okay, so the door is closed. We'll go top to bottom for the surprise round. Sloan.
Would prestidigitation, like, move some of the mist?
No. Well,
we've got an enemy inside.
You can try, because prestidigitation can cause a small breeze. So you can try and do that, but that would require opening a window or a door.
Okay. Wait, so everything that Dan just did didn't actually occur? You didn't actually throw a body out?
No, no.
The door wasn't open. So
yeah, so the door's closed. Elvira and Breva are left and right of the door. The body's in the middle of the room, and the rest of you are surrounding said body, watching the tentacles starting to come out of it.
I'm going to start aggressively trying to cut off tentacles.
Okay, give me an attack. Hits. Hits.
Okay.
Roll your damage.
I think I am too. I'm so glad it's not me.
I was about to say we all are, but I think a lot of people know what they're doing here. So. Me too.
Dylan's really stoked it's not him.
I have no idea what I'm doing.
Me neither.
The first episode. This is my nightmare. Dan can't find his dice.
16.
Okay.
1d8 plus 6.
No, that's the attack bonus.
Oh.
So you had 16 as your attack.
She's sneak
so
attacking
hit,
corpse?
And then
the tentacles specifically.
Yeah, but sneak attack?
So you got
10.
10, and then you have sneak attack, right?
Yes.
There's so another attack. D6 right now, I believe. I don't think you get another one yet.
So 10 damage total. You come down, you cut 2 tentacles off.
14.
You cut 3 tentacles off.
And
as you do so, the entire building around you shakes from the scream from the body. Just this unnatural bear meets pig meets volcanic eruption.
Would you describe it as like a man, bear, pig?
Man, yes. Bear, volcano.
Okay.
Pig.
How does this sound?
I'm not even going to try and emulate it.
I forgot. Is shield bash a bonus action?
Yes.
Or? Okay.
Yes.
I want to know how Ia is, like, handling this. Isn't this kind of her wheelhouse?
We're going to find
it's
out.
It's not Ia's turn yet.
She's so excited.
Peltier.
Okay. I'm going to, as an action, use Mind Slam.
Slams are mine.
Come on and slam.
They need to
slam.
That was good.
They need to do a Constitution saving throw.
Fails.
And then... takes 1d6 of damage for 2. Yes. And then it is still continues to be prone.
All right.
And as a bonus action, I'm going to hit it
in the little 6-second window of the turn.
Okay. So sorry, I forgot you actually had this.
But typically, yeah, it's 99.
Okay.
99.
D10.
Do you just want 100 or just a
nope,
D10?
Nope. Give me a D10.
6.
And a D10.
6.
Ooh.
Don't say the Christians in the group.
Oh gosh.
Okay, you have a moment of insight and gain a +2 bonus on your next saving throw.
Oh,
dope.
This reminds me of a time.
That's actually pretty close to what I should have on.
How many tentacles does this sucker have?
6 that you can see.
How many did he remove with D6?
None. You got 2 damage, so none fell off.
So it had 9 and now it has 6?
No.
Yes.
You can
6. Does she see 6 more?
There are currently 6 on the body right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so what's 9? You're answering your question.
I didn't hear you at all, Dan.
It's because it wasn't meant for you.
Oh, fine. Rude.
Because I cut off 3, so I was asking if there were 9.
Okay, who's next?
Drake.
Drake's just going to look really, really freaked out and just slowly be backing away from the creepy tentacle body and mumbling a lot under his breath, and that's his turn.
Okay.
Weirdo.
Everybody give me a perception check. But
wait,
Drake.
Wait.
Hang on.
19 for Peltier.
Kay. I don't see anything.
You see it, man.
Nat 1 for Sloane.
Okay, Sloane, you're just really wrapped up in the body.
In the tentacles.
I only got it an 8.
An 8. You're just really focused on everything outside the building, the different little horrors, things that you've only seen in the Necronomicon, but never in actuality.
And Peltier's on point.
Okay, Peltier and Gobert are both on point.
What?
What was your roll?
A 3.
The body, again, is just your full focus is on the body with tentacles coming out of the head stump.
We're all just really stunned right now.
Peltier, you notice that as Drake is backing up, he's hiding something behind his back.
Drake, what do you have there, boy?
Not wait, your turn. Goba.
What happened? I was going to say, I still get a turn.
Goba Tusk Smash.
The body?
Yeah.
Just the whole body?
The whole body.
All right, please, go for it, buddy.
Please do that. That's the best thing.
Technically, boom, that was my free action.
Your free action still operates on your
Goba
turn.
Goba is a fight or flight animal.
That was my turn.
Wait, if Drake's she's turn, prone, you get advantage, so you can roll again.
Yes,
that's prone? True. Yeah.
Do I get advantage?
Yeah, I knocked her prone from being prone.
We confirmed her proneness.
She's super prone.
9.
No, you, but
no,
you
no,
add,
what's your total?
Your,
yeah.
Yeah.
You add like yeah, 5. You add
11.
6.
You hit.
Oh, no, wait.
Tusk smash right here.
Oh, for
you,
that weapon?
You
I
add
had?
6.
Why is this over here? Why is this over here?
I don't know. Don't worry about it. Just do this.
Your +4 is from your rage.
No, that's plus 6 is from my rage. Oh, that's damage. Thank you. Okay.
12.
12 hits.
Getting this.
Oh, baby.
Was that max damage?
Max damage.
Max plus 4.
16.
16. The tusk comes down. I just see it in my head. Goba's just really freaked out and just starts Hulk smashing Loki, this body with his tusk.
This prone, headless body.
Is it like
that
you're
just
squeezing a burrito?
So you'll just, I mean, the sheer force from the tusk is going to sever the arms from the body, the remaining tentacles from the head stump. And it did work, son.
This is brutal.
We need a Goba whale for this action.
No! Bye!
And then on the second time the tusk comes down, the scream comes again to the force. The door blows off, the windows blow open, the chimney falls down.
Hail shiitake mushrooms.
It's time to go, y'all.
And everybody takes 1 point of sonic damage.
Damn.
Sloane is really interested in the fact that Ea can see and is going to take out her rope and kind of hand it over to her and encourage.
It's on your turn! On your turn,
oh,
Laura!
I thought we killed her.
No.
No, she just screamed.
Oh.
I mean, it did seem like we killed
no
her.
It has no arms,
but
no tentacles, and it's a stump.
No, I said you got rid of the tentacles at the head stump. There were still tentacles coming out of the hands.
Oh, so the hands
are really
separated now?
There's really sketchy things going on here. Okay. Let's just see what
happens. I'm just trying to get the picture here.
Yeah.
So there's separated arms with tentacles on them.
Yes.
Okay.
One tentacle apiece on the arms.
Screaming tentacles on the
floor. But she died.
No.
No, we don't.
I will let you know when she is dead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it now?
No.
Okay. Can I ask if Eva, like, feels anything for this girl? I mean, she's growing tentacles. Like, seeing as my deity is who it is. Do I feel anything?
Like a connection to your god?
Yeah.
I did mention that at the start of the encounter.
Right, but I mean towards this specific creature.
Yes.
Can I ask what that feeling is? Is it like a good feeling or like a I might want to kill that thing feeling?
I don't know. I don't know what your relationship with your god is.
I really wish that this could be a Shibalba.
No, that's going to come later.
You feel like a virgin.
Okay.
Touched for the very first
time. Ia is going to...
Ia's
going to Eldritch Blast her directly in the heart.
Okay, the only tentacles are out of the arms right now.
I don't want her tentacles. I want her heart. I want her heart on
okay.
a platter.
Go for it.
Whoa.
Whoa.
You guys are weird. Yeah.
22.
It definitely hits. Hits twice.
Should be a thing
Do
where
I get
if you double
hits?
Their AC, it hits twice.
Okay, 6 damage. As you hit it in the chest, the screaming comes again. The front wall where the door and windows were will go collapsing outwards into the street.
Maybe we stop hitting this.
Was
well,
that a low bearing wall?
I think
How's
we
the
really
second
need
floor
to
doing?
Well, there's no second
figure
floor.
Out oh, okay. some kind of reinforcement around all of these walls.
Why are we still hitting it?
We might just want to run. Just putting it out there. Not my turn.
Is yeah. there a way to like freeze this thing? Like, do you guys have a way to bind her?
I can incapacitate it.
I have hold person.
I mean, killing something's the best incapacitation.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it keeps breaking shit.
Yeah, that might be that might
open.
Be
open.
We hit the wrong thing.
We're already exposed, so we need to
yeah,
either
it,
run.
Yeah, it
or
might
we...
just be a really convenient plot device to get you guys out of the
yeah.
cabin.
Well,
let's either kill it or run.
Also, if you remember what Ia was saying before, there's like four other of those things outside.
Yeah,
so.
That's what I'm saying. We need to either kill it or run.
Okay, so now it's the survivors' turns. The writer, the mayor, and Peter will all go from tens to nines on the madness charts because they've never seen anything like this before.
Wait, wasn't it from
Zeros.
One to two?
No, 10 to 1.
So 10 is not mad?
Yes.
And zero
I think
is
you,
mad.
You may have said that opposite. At the
oh,
end.
Did I? Okay,
yeah.
So let's go with...
I think you said it both ways.
Did I?
But the
okay.
second time it was...
Just there. To clarify...
Mad is... or 10 is sanity.
Is it sanity or madness?
Sanity.
Okay.
10 is
sanity,
1 is madness.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Not 0, 1.
Okay. So
we need to figure out how to give them sanity points.
Give them an inspiring speech.
Hey, guys, don't worry. Logic and reason. Logic and reason.
Just give him a hug.
Peltier
okay.
knows nothing
those
about those
good.
Two things.
Pie.
True. Just hand free action, hand them pie.
Here you go.
Oh, this pie makes me feel sane.
Hopefully you feel better soon.
Comfort food.
Ia's got her own struggle with sanity going on, so...
I didn't write you a message, but you guys are on the right path. There is somebody in the party with a comfort device.
Oh, I've got floors. I've
oh,
got
yeah,
really
you
nice
got
floors.
Yes.
Okay. I have pie.
Let's wait till there are a couple
totally
points
would
down.
Not have gotten
Edie
there.
Floors.
okay.
Wait,
so
sorry.
Edie floors.
Who went down to?
The mayor.
They went down one?
Just one. Everybody went down. Yeah, so Peter, the mayor, and Eve all went down one.
Okay.
The orc, a couple of his tattoos are going to start shifting around. His arms are going to bulge. His chest is going to bulge. He just used essentially a potion of giant strength.
That's crazy. I've never seen that before.
And he'll just kind of, if you ever make yourself known to the Southern Islands, this is a pretty common practice.
Yeah.
And
totally.
he'll point to his back. He doesn't have a shirt on. He'll point to his back and then down his spine where the chakras normally are. He's got small various animal tattoos. A bear, an octopus, an eagle, a fox, a hawk, things like that.
Cool. Which chakras do they correlate with?
I don't want to know.
The correct ones.
Oh, my gosh.
So he's going to do that. That's his action. It's a full action to activate one of these tattoos. Breva and Elvira, once the wall gives way, they're both going to take offensive stances directly outside in the mist.
Like Brelvira.
And then Galanak, the sorcerer, is going to prepare a spell.
Is he a combat person?
Kind of supporty. Think of him more as a bard than attack.
Okay.
And now the tentacle's going to attack.
Oh, no.
Tent attack.
Yeah, that was really good, man.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Drake.
I'm far away. I've been backing away. Does
I know.
Matter?
Yeah.
Okay.
From the left arm, which is closest to you, this tentacle is just going to start lashing around. It's going to grow 4 to 5 times exponentially until it's about as thick as a human person around.
Whoa.
Yeah, massive tentacle now.
That's a thick tentacle.
Does a 19 hit?
Don't. These girls are gross.
You take 4 points of damage and are knocked prone.
You guys have missed a lot of.
Okay.
Give me a dex save.
Yes.
19. You're able to keep the object you were hiding hidden, but you audibly hear it crack.
Okay.
Audible crack.
Dicey Tales.
Audiblecrack.com.
No, no.
Try Little Monsters.
Is Audible Crack a fart?
That's a good one.
All right.
Good. Joke detected.
Sloane, you mentioned wanting to do something with Ia and a rope.
Yeah, I wanted...
Whoa.
What do you want to do? If you're into that kind of thing, I mean, sure.
Ia can see outside, and so I want to make sure that we're all kind of connected with Ia. So I'm going to hand her the end of a rope and try to encourage my fellow party members to hold on to it as well.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll say the bonus action was pulling out the rope. Your free action was communicating with the party. You can still make an attack.
So I just get smashed by a giant tentacle. It's like, hey, let's go explore.
We're all on the same page, right? Everybody's on the same page?
Yes. I'm going to do a sneak stab.
Okay, roll it.
A sneakish stabby.
Plus 6. Okay, 18.
Hits. D8 and D6. Nope. Yep.
11.
Left. The giant tentacle or the still arm little tentacle?
Big one.
Okay. That's total of what damage? 11?
11.
11 damage. You make a very deep cut on it. Black, oily liquid spills out from it. Again, the booming, shrieking scream, and the remaining three walls.
So does this place
it's a floating roof, Dan. Just let join in the fantasy.
Can you guys let me finish?
Just join in the fantasy. Play with us.
Everybody give me a dex save.
It's a fun space we're playing in.
Do it again.
Damn it.
15 for Peltier.
Okay.
You got a nat 1. Yeah, 3. 10.
No, you get a nat 1.
Yeah, if you roll a nat 1, it's a nat 1.
It's a fail. Oh, you don't get any bonus? Just,
it's an auto fail.
I'm going to use my...
3 wouldn't matter anyway.
I don't know. You can decide
I've
if you...
I got 11.
11. So.
I'll give my bonus. I'll use my 2 bonus.
Okay, so 17. Ia?
Yeah.
Did you take a lucky?
Deck save.
6.
Okay, so 6, 10, fail, 11, 17. As the straw roof comes down around you guys, Goba, you are knocked prone as the one support beam for the roof hits you in the head.
I'm already prone.
What if he is the support beam?
But he's not.
What if he catches?
Raise the roof, buds. Strength check to do that.
The roof can't fall on you if you're the roof.
In Soviet Russia.
Peltier, just with your moment of insight, you're able to look up, see the one gap in the ceiling, and step into it.
Nice.
Tears like, screw you guys.
Just step aside and you're like, ha-ha.
Where the house would fall.
Yeah.
What was that guy?
Yeah. Yeah, can I try and catch it? Does my strength mean nothing?
You got a one on
your
deck save.
You got a one
save,
on a deck save.
Does my strength mean nothing to you?
Maybe you can try to you can try to lift it. You can't inspire on it. One. You can try to lift it on your next turn.
Yeah, one's just an auto fail immediately. Same as a 20 is an auto success.
You can't inspire your ones.
Bill, you're grimacing. That's
Isn't
how it
inspiration
works.
You get another roll, or is it adds to the roll?
It's a d6 to the roll.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sloane, the straw roof just kind of separates around you. You've got straw in your hair, in your mouth, in your clothes. It's more of an inconvenience than anything. And then, Ea, you're not prone.
And
prone.
I'm just still prone.
You're still prone. The roof just kind of fell around you. If you want to make a sleight of hand check to hide the item that you have on your person, now would be the time to do so.
But I've already...
Not 20.
I already know he has something.
Yeah.
Okay.
He can just hide it because now he's buried under straw. It's
so,
hidden.
Do... What about our friends?
They're
fine. Our NPCs and the enemy.
The
our
NPCs.
Friend PCs.
The NPCs are fine. And then the little tentacle is now buried...
I don't want to give it to you, but that was good.
Why? Sorry, I'm done.
Hey, what's prone again?
Kit.
You're laying on the ground.
You're laying down.
Yeah.
And I just, you're chillaxing. I can't do stuff.
Takes an action to stand up.
Oh, okay. Cool.
No, it takes a movement to stand up.
Takes a movement to stand up.
Your NPC buddies are fine. They all passed. So they're standing up. And then the large tentacle, it just, you can see it through the massive straw. The little tentacle is now buried under straw.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
You didn't take any damage from the roof?
Nobody
concealed.
Did.
We haven't done concealment before.
Gobut, you take 1 point of damage from the beam hitting you.
What did we start with today? Did we rest it?
Nope. You all got really, really drunk and then went to save Peltier.
So we're rested.
Ea didn't do that. Ea didn't do that. She didn't get drunk.
Typical Tuesday.
You did.
You were wasted, Ea. You were
okay,
the
whose turn is it now?
You got drunk on your
god. I
don't
think I got hit because my HP was still up.
Yeah, no, everybody should have been at full HP, full spell slots.
Oh, I wasn't at all.
Yeah, you should be. Yeah, you rested.
At some point, you rested before we were hit again.
Because you guys managed to deviate an encounter by breaking the big VAG's neck when he was a chair.
Yeah, that cherry guy.
Who does? Okay, so that was Sloane. So, Peltier, you can see the giant tentacle. Little tentacle is hidden.
Okay, how far am I from giant tentacle?
About 5 feet.
All right. I'm just gonna go for it. I don't like that thing.
Okay.
I'm gonna move to it.
Okay.
I'm going to use...
Sorry.
I'm gonna roll to hit.
Okay.
19.
Yeah, that's
18.
I'm still hits.
And then I'm using lethal strike by 3 with my spear. So I will get 1d8 damage. Mm-hmm. 3.
Okay.
Plus 3d10s. 6, 9, 8, 17. 9, 26.
Okay, so as you come down
you
with
can do that like once until we rest again.
You come down with your mighty spear thrust and you do enough damage that the tentacle just pops like a water balloon on a hot summer's day, covers everybody in the room in a black oil.
Okay.
Hurt?
Does it smell good?
No,
what
it smells
what
awful.
If you're underneath a
then
beam,
as a bonus action,
it just coats all of the straw and everything.
Oh, there's an oil and everything?
Yeah, the blood. The blood is
can you
oil,
help
sludge.
People up?
Yeah.
Is it, what is it?
It's an aid action.
Oh, I've never used an aid action before.
I'm saying you can go over and use your action to help Goba stand up.
I don't know if you could.
Okay, I'm going to help Goba stand up.
Okay, strength check.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Well, I kind of want to do a perception check, actually.
Maybe help Ea since she can see.
I want to get a. I'm gonna do a perception check as a bonus. Can I do a bonus and an aid, or are you just being nice?
Your action can be the strength check to help Goba up. Your free or your bonus action can be to percept.
I mean, I'm not gonna take any gifts. I mean, I am gonna take all gifts you give me, but I did just do an attack as my action.
That's true.
So I'm going to bonus action perception just to get an eye on the tentacle.
Just looking around.
Is it free or is it bonus action?
If you say you're using your passive, it's free. If you're making a perception check, it's a bonus.
Bazinga.
Okay.
So passive perception for you should be like an 11.
It's a 12.
Okay, 12.
I have negative on strength, so I'm not the best at
to pick people up. Yeah, I'm a big dude, man.
It only takes his movement to stand up.
I'm going to do a perception check.
Okay.
18.
His arms are flailing around in the air.
I can't stand it.
The mist is rolling towards you guys, starting to fill the area where the house was.
But I can't see the...
You can't see through it.
But I can't see the tentacle under.
Nope.
Okay.
100% concealment.
Okay. Bonus action. Nothing. Okay.
Yeah. WTF!
Bonus action.
Can
nothing.
I still help somebody?
He no, just bonus actioned. He's got his move left.
No, I moved.
You can see through the mist. Not too
I moved to it. I attacked. And then
yeah, but if he can pick me up, wouldn't... That's what I'm getting at, is if he can pick me up... Then
he can't. He uses
I can't pick
already.
Anybody up.
Yeah, he
my
uses
actions
action to attack
gone.
It.
Oh.
Does that change, dude?
What?
Just curiosity. Does that change with, like, size of people?
Mm-mm. Not really.
Drake.
It just means
do
like
we want to have the AB
things
now?
You can do within 6 seconds, basically.
I'm just going to keep laying there.
Okay. Hold action?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go with that.
Okay, Goba.
Still muttering.
What's up?
Here, go.
Wait, free action. Drake, what do you have there? I know it's something important.
I'm just going to keep muttering. I'm really scared. He looks really scared.
Goba's like, ow, and stands up.
Okay. You stand up.
I was dumb.
Everything and everybody that's standing up around you is coated in this just foul-smelling, black, oily sludge.
Is he still in melee range of...
What can I do?
The big tentacle's dead. The big tentacle is dead.
So there's a hidden...
But he was next to the body when he went prone.
There's a hidden tentacle somewhere in the grass below us, in the hay, and also the fog is starting to roll in onto us.
Yes.
So
I have no idea.
So we need to either pick people up. We need to either pick people up.
Who's left on?
Well, okay. Yep. So either pick people up, find the other little tentacle, or run, essentially.
But wasn't Goba's move action standing up himself?
Yeah, so he can attack.
I would do
Goba wild tusk smash.
Do a bonus perception check to try to see. Although I rolled an 18 and didn't see it.
So. Yeah. So
I don't see.
So what you can do right now is you can take an action. Your action can be an attack. Your action could be to do a dash and move an
lift
additional.
Somebody up.
Well, he would have to move. So you would have to make a dash to move 30 feet. No. You can expend your action and your movement to move double your move speed. Or from where you're standing, you can use your bonus action to try and make a perception check to see where the little tentacle is. And then use your action to try and hit it. You can use your action.
I choose. What was that, number 3?
Yes.
Okay. Option number 3,
okay.
Please.
Roll a 20.
Roll a d20.
Hold on, let me roll a 20 real quick.
Yeah, roll
make
a
20. It an actual 20. 18.
Well, 18 plus your perception. Perception.
And you do have inspiration if you want to like see if 20 was the DC.
You can add a d6 to that. Add a d6.
Well, his perception should be a plus 1.
So he's at 19, which failed
plus
for you, right?
But 18 failed for me.
Oh, okay.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, it
I might use that. If you use the inspiration, though, that'll put you over 20. He'll probably do the DCs at not 19. I'm metagaming so hard right now.
just do the inspiration.
Do the
D6.
That's what both of us
I do. Invoke inspiration.
Okay, roll a D6.
Okay.
Is it over a 1?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a 4.
So... on a 20, you're looking through the straw trying to see if anything's moving, and you feel an odd sensation right about your waistband.
Tusk smash, bro. Tusk smash.
On my own wiener? That sounds terrible. Like, hit myself in the hips?
Just do whatever you gotta do, man.
So it's on me.
Yes.
Go with thrust
it took a 20 to be
forwards.
Like, there's something on my waist. God, I'm
stupid. It's still connected, so just hit somewhere between you and the thing.
Yeah, you just gotta sever.
Goba,
I didn't
tusk
say,
smash.
I didn't say it was wrapped around his waist. I just said right around his waistband, he feels a sensation.
It's around here.
In the general vicinity of your waistband.
What kind of sensation? I feel a lot of sensations around my waistband.
Tusk smash.
Stop.
It feels like a tentacle is feeling you up around your left hip.
I don't like that. Gulba tusk smash.
Okay.
16.
Hits.
Nine.
Thanks, Gulba. You're getting really good at math, man.
Thanks. I practice.
Just helping out.
Okay, so the arm will explode, the tentacle will explode, the screaming will happen again, everybody takes 3 points of sonic damage.
Three?
One from the two that I missed. One each from the two that I missed, and then this one.
Jeez, man. This probably is like thoroughly, thoroughly breaking the thing that I'm holding on to.
Probably.
Sonic damage?
Yeah.
Thoroughly.
Shattered.
I'm just laying on destroyed. It, hoping it stays functional.
Yeah. So congratulations, you guys beat your first horror.
Yay!
Anyway. It died.
It died.
Died after trying to feel up Gopes.
Yes, Gulba got mad and
no
killed
one
it.
Feels up Gulba.
Okay.
Gulba
so
got nervous.
Just so everybody knows, from here out, that was a 1 on the easy to hard scale, 1 to 10 as to what you guys are gonna face
yeah,
for the rest of this encounter.
So we're going to do a lot of running.
Hoopla.
Yeah. I don't want to face anything.
Okay.
Sloane feels really adamant that everyone should really hold on to this rope and let Ea take us through our next set of horrors.
Gulba says okay.
Okay.
Little shot.
Okay.
Little
so I'm just, I'm going to keep the order for just a second just to maintain some form of order in the chaos. Sloane, the thing is defeated. The cabin around you has fallen apart. You're getting everybody tied up with rope. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Peltier, what would you like to do right now?
I'd like to talk to Drake.
Okay.
I'm gonna telepathically speak to Drake.
Okay.
In fact, I'm gonna use exacting query on Drake.
Let me level with you.
Okay. Hang on. Plot armor. Okay. You go to telepathically communicate with Drake, and you get a flat humming noise.
It's more like a...
No, it's feedback.
I'm telling you what I hear. What I'm hearing is...
Is that what's that like? The big tube where you make the really weird noise?
Didgeridoo?
Yeah, or the vuvuzela.
Oh, yeah, this is it. Vuvuzela.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, then I, I'm going to say, everybody, it's time to go. And Drake, you and I need to have a talk.
You notice that as you're yelling at the position in which you knew Drake went down, the hay is not moving whatsoever.
Oh, he's under. Okay. I want to go to him and save him.
Okay. You go over to Drake and he looks body bound. Not ropes or anything, but magically.
Like he's all clenched up?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna use,
You can just do an Arcana check.
Well, I have some things that can... Okay, I'll do an Arcana check.
Okay, D20, plus your Arcana.
Oh, yikes. Eh, 3.
Total?
Yeah.
You know what the spell is, but you just can't recall the specifics of it.
Okay, I'd like to...
It, like, holds a person, you know? Like, it just kind of, like, holds them there.
Are you blinded, deafened...
Sorry.
Blinded, deafened, paralyzed, or poisoned?
No.
Okay.
It's paralyzed, isn't it?
Mm-mm. I don't think so.
I think it is.
Okay, well, I'm just going to physically...
Should I shut up?
No, yeah, plot armor. It's not paralyzed.
Okay.
I'm going to, I'm just going to physically grab him and shake him and try to get his attention, see if he's attentive.
He is burning hot to the touch.
Ouchie.
Maybe if you kiss him.
True love.
Sleeping beauty.
Only true love's kiss.
Old Greg voice I've ever.
Just give him a little kiss.
Break the spell.
Maybe if you
okay.
touch him.
So are you like, is he attentive? Is he answering? Is he like eyes rolled back in the
his,
head?
He's completely bound. Mouth is clenched. His eyes may be darting around. He's a very pale color and extremely hot to the touch.
So, yeah, stepping forward out of the mist.
Wait.
Is a human in a red robe, and he's holding a book. And he, gosh, I don't know. This is not how I expected to come in.
Improv.
Human, yeah, right? Red Robian.
Human Red Robian.
Red Mage. I like it.
Yep.
I and he'll address Peltier and say, stay away from him. He's the reason that this mist is happening.
Pointing at Drake.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was supposed to go, at the same time. Oh.
You know, I totally believe you. This guy was really sketchy the whole time.
Yeah, like, didn't he decide to befriend a few goblins? Like, why did we forget
that? So did David Bowie, but we don't judge him.
Yeah. About that awful
That's
thing.
Not really a problem with
Yeah,
me.
But he was still a bad guy.
You're the best bad guy.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay, anyways.
All right, that makes total sense. Well, we need to get out of here, Redmond.
Human Red Robian.
Redmond, that's
call
your
me
name.
Edwin.
Human Redmond. Red Robian.
There's really no time for questions. We need to get out of here.
Wait, so we're just leaving Drake behind?
Nobody said that.
And okay. As this whole thing, as this communicate.
Oh, yeah. Whatever.
Go.
So now
they
never
believe me. So, like, the whole point of me.
No, I don't believe any. I don't understand anything.
Yeah, I'm not really willing.
You
to.
You need
he
to
is
understand how
waiting,
dumb I am.
Yeah, he is just waiting for more information because Peltier is usually the dude
that
asks
a
lot of questions.
Thing?
Yeah,
I turn to everybody.
So whose turn is it?
Peltier's turn. This is all operating on Peltier's turn.
I turn. I say, I don't know what it is. I totally trust you, though. everybody, are you seeing this?
So,
what?
I'm trying to understand.
Why don't Redmond? Okay. Why don't you explain it to everyone?
So
quickly,
for any of you that knows anything about religion and the cosmos, and you know everything beyond this really meaningless, tiny physical realm. Would know that a certain evil power, Mephistopheles, is kind of famous for what's going on right now. And if you'll allow me, and he'll pull out.
It's just a talisman that you throw at Drake.
Okay, so this talisman, and I'll kind of break it over Drake, and it'll kind of reveal this symbol that religion, if anybody has that skill.
And it's. Mephistopheles' his name, he's one of the highest devils within hell without getting up to, like, Lucifer. Not for lack of trying. He's tried killing Lucifer many times. Everybody would know this. This is, like, common knowledge. Everybody knows. Goba, you would even
know
this.
Oh, yeah. We all know that. Like,
Mephistopheles is, like, the truest form of evil next to the actual Satan himself.
He's a cleric. Did you never ask him where he got his power from?
So wait a minute. Let me wrap my head around this really quick here. You're saying that Drake was Mephistopheles?
No. He's a cleric who gets power from a divine entity, and
so
you ever see his symbol.
So we've been walking
or...
around with an a-hole that literally is taking advice from a dude who likes to
make contracts with people for their souls
and likes to go cuff to fist with Satan.
Did somebody actually
really?
Yeah, that's Eve, the writer, will actually say that.
I'm just really, why did we let this happen?
You know, now's really not the time to try to look back and question our life choices. I know you can't see it, but we do have a scary mist moving in on us.
On that note, the mist will start enveloping Edwin and slowly starting to reach over to Drake.
No.
The second phase.
What do I see when this is happening? So it's capturing them, but like, can I still see them? Are they still standing normal?
It's not capturing anybody. It's just washing over them.
Okay.
They're getting surrounded by a mist. To you, it just looks like normal day.
And nothing's affecting them when it happens.
No.
Okay.
No.
Also, we need to talk about you not seeing this mist later.
The second part of the talisman breaking. Everybody here now knows of the chains of Mephistopheles. The chains of Mephistopheles are how Mephistopheles binds his followers to him. And upon this arcanic revelation in everybody's heads, two chains will erupt from the ground, from hell, wrap Drake up, and they're burning chains, thick, like 12-gauge burning chains, and will pull Drake from the material plane straight to hell.
Time to go.
Well, I say forget that, a-hole.
Sloane is, like, still really kind of upset. She liked Drake. They did a lot of high-fiving and enjoyed making jokes together. So are we just letting this happen? Like, there's nothing we can do to free Drake from the...
Sloane, I think you might have been the only one who had a really great relationship with Drake.
I was really good friends with that guy.
I feel like it was more about you than Drake.
He really kind of screwed us over a few times.
Peltier runs over to Sloane and grabs her by each handlebar of her mustache and just twiddles it slightly and says, Sloane, you need to focus. We need to leave now. Away! And then I try to jump onto the saddle that's strapped to Goba's back.
Okay. We've got a red robe in now. We're good to go.
Okay, and Sloane is still pretty distraught, but I'm tied to Ea right now.
Okay.
And so if you guys want to go, I'm along for the ride, but I am bummed.
Goba moves just so that Peltier lands perfectly on the saddle. And the cat jumps up. The cat jumps up, and I grab the rope.
Okay.
And I'm ready.
As this revelation of the Red Mage is happening, Elvira, the champion of Vanhurst, is going to pull her sword and make threatening advances towards Edwin. And she's going to ask, how did you know he was a cleric of Mephistopheles?
Because I took one of his deals.
Well, look at this lady. She's asking real good questions.
And you bound a contract with the man that was just ripped.
Yeah, everybody makes mistakes in their younger years, right?
What was your deal?
Power.
We need to go.
Power isn't magic power?
I was pretty below average.
So how can we trust you? You literally just walked out of the mist in which you blamed the person in which you had a contract with.
Did you not see the picture frame?
I saw it. Nobody else saw it.
Yeah, nobody else but
there was a picture frame.
I'm so utterly confused. I can't even begin to tell you.
It's Goba. So it makes sense.
Yeah.
Remember all the picture frames the people came out of?
You are...
To clarify for everybody at home and here at the table, devils, which inhabit the infernal plane, make deals with people because they technically can't just come out on the material plane. They generally have to be summoned, which generally, like a high-ranking cultist, will make a deal with the devil. They'll summon the devil. The deal will be power, riches, women, whatever the individual summoning the devil wants.
Okay.
So the trade-off with the devil is generally your soul. You give up your soul, you get your power and everything like that. So what happened here is Drake has been a wolf in wolf's clothing with
really
you guys
not secretive.
in the party. And everything that he's been doing was trying to get everybody, the goblins, to sign a contract with him.
Okay.
To fulfill a quota to Mephistopheles. Okay. So that should put a lot of his interactions into clarity.
And
but anyways, so this new character has openly admitted that he has a deal with the devil.
Okay. That's what I was trying to get at.
So we're just trading one evil for another evil right now?
Well,
you don't even know that he's evil.
You don't know yet.
He said when he was younger, he made a deal.
Why is he in a picture frame?
Because Horus collected people. And put them
he
in
was
picture
one of the
frames.
People that was collected.
So we just happened to end up in the
like what happened to Peltier? He was put in a picture frame,
and the other seven
and all the other people
the
that we broke out.
Yes,
but Drake hid one of the pictures. That's how we're writing it in.
Drake hid it because he knew. Because
he knew who he was.
Got it.
Yes. So now, Edwin is working with the party to escape the mist. Okay, so you guys know what you have to do. As the current standing on paper champion of Vanhurst, Peltier, even though you're heartbroken knowing that it was a sham, you are still on paper the champion of Vanhurst.
Right, and I'm riding my noble steed, Goba,
away from this place.
And we're going to be making our way out of town.
Why is that man riding the other man? I'll just say to whoever's
Redmond
closest to Edwin.
So is it just you and Goba sitting on this horse where you can't
the
see
cat.
Anything and no. you're not touching
we're
the rope?
We're all tied together and you're
the
front of the rope.
And
so he's here
is riding Goba.
So
I'm
we're all attached to the rope. I'm riding Goba. And I yell to you, the clear-sighted one, to we've got to get out of here. Quickly, keep an eye out for survivors.
And from the back of the line where the mayor will be tied up until... I don't feel comfortable leaving the citizens here, but can't do much from the back of the line, so let's try and save as many as we can. I'll reward every single person that helps save the citizens of my town.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to this episode of Dicey Tales. Now, why don't you get a little dicey yourself? Make sure to head over to iTunes or SoundCloud, rate and review the show, and don't forget to subscribe so you can get dicey every Friday. While you're at it, head over to the Drunken Bard Facebook page and give it a like so you can stay up to date on fan art, maps, and more updates. Come back every Friday for more adventures, and remember to stay dicey.
On the battlefield, I'm a warrior, ready to kill or be killed. I've defeated orcs from the north, sent Kandorian demon spawns back to the depths, and drank with Sumerian heroes. But when I get back from a hard day of disemboweling my enemies, I enjoy nothing more than to open my castle doors and find a dungeon crate as my reward for blood well spilled. Designed for roleplayers and tabletop gamers, Dungeon Crate is a monthly subscription box service with a treasure hoard of loot you can use on or off the battlefield. Miniatures, dice, tokens, coins, maps, modules, terrain pieces, handcrafted items, RPG jewelry, and more are yours for only a few gold per month. You even get a digital crate along with a physical one as an added bonus. So what say you? Are you ready for postal glory? Oh boy. DungeonCrate.com. Let the adventure begin!